this whole situation impacting upon us, that we're being pushed and there's demands put upon humanity to comply, and there's control mechanisms being extended over the top of the planetary family. And this is unprecedented. There is no reason for there to be an outside force telling us how to be human. We are already there, and we are already progressing. There is already a higher purpose in human life, and that is to become self-realized, God-realized, and beneficial to all those and the planet that we live on. And so I think this wake-up is the preliminary to putting answers to all of the things that have impacted our life to this point, and recognizing that a transitional point of view is essential for us to push forward and get it right now. It's time. We're being pushed out of economic development into survival, and everybody's regrouping. And to regroup, I think the important point there is we must regroup with an enlightened point of view that survival means cooperatively interdependent, not individual, them and us.
Hi, this is Bruce Lipton, and you're listening to Planet FM.
Kia ora, greetings, and welcome to Planet FM 104.6. I'm Tim Lynch, and I trust that you are doing well. I invite you to stay with me over the next hour as we discuss and find ways to take care of our unique and magnificent green planet Earth. Kia ora, dear people. Welcome. Hi, this is Tim, and I have as my special guest again, Roy Harlow. But first, as you know, mainstream media and education and even science wants us to think in a particular way and never questions the nature of reality. You know, the present status quo and system wants us to remain distracted consumers and erase us before we consume the future and our planet's resources. So this is where we're at. So today I'm fortunate to have Roy Harlow from rushfm.co.nz on the phone, and I want us to possibly lead with the word intention and then bring the hidden synchronicity influencing our daily consciousness, because synchronicity and serendipity can happen to us as long as we commit to being open to wanting a better world. And that's when we manage our time to free ourselves from the daily focus of forced work, paying the mortgage, the rent, our family responsibilities, etc., and start to question why we are here, where we are going, and what is it my duty? And another set of answers can make themselves known. So today we're going to look at what do we know to be the truth. So in doing so, kia ora, Roy.
Kia ora, Tim. Good to talk with you. Thank you for having me on your program.
I enjoy it. It's like a Star Wars laser or Star Wars lightsaber. That's the word. So, Roy, can you offer your quick overview, and then we'll get through into a number of more specific subjects.
Okay. Well, you asked me to kind of come back and look at this group of subjects that individually look to be questionable. Sometimes they're conspiracy theories, sometimes they're very much according to opinion, sometimes they're full of deception. And yet all these different subjects, if you put them all together, what do they stand for? What do they show us? What is revealed by putting the pieces of the puzzle together? And so that's kind of where we're at. We've got multiple points of influence upon our human consciousness and upon our free will living. And so we're seeing many of these things are under attack, under censorship, in confused conditions, outside of our control, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is kind of an opportunity for us to put this together from both of our points of views and experience and say, well, what do we have left? What is our actual situation in the now? What's status quo? And I think that's something that everybody is questioning. Everyone can sense there's a variety of issues and problems. Everybody has their own heartfelt concerns. Everybody has their uncertainties. We've been bred with a lot of fear out of the media because of a variety of recent events. But what is the actual status? If we are objective and we are honest and we approach these subjects more on an overview point of view, what is the picture it paints? And what should humanity be doing? How can we progress under this set of circumstances?
Thank you. Yes, because how I see it is
if we actually lift ourselves up and look at our planet as a whole, stand outside the biosphere, and then focus down and seeing the 7.8 billion human beings at the moment doing their best to survive with a certain amount of knowledge, not realizing we're capable of essentially higher consciousness, God consciousness. And so, first, we need to breathe clear, unpolluted air, drink fresh, vital water that is unsanitized, and eat fresh, organic food that has life force. Plus,
most definitely.
And plus, do not get into toxic relationships. There are too many relationships happening today that are not beneficial for both parties or all parties. And so we've got to be able to disengage from that, because this is the path to health and higher consciousness.
Most definitely. We have this whole situation impacting upon us that we're being pushed, and there's demands put upon humanity to comply, and there's control mechanisms being extended over the top of the planetary family. And this is unprecedented. There is no reason for there to be an outside force telling us how to be human. We are already there, and we are already progressing. There is already a higher purpose in human life, and that is to become self-realized, God-realized, and beneficial to all those and the planet that we live on. And so I think this wake-up is the preliminary to putting answers to all of the things that have impacted our life to this point, and recognizing that a transitional point of view is essential for us to push forward and get it right now. It's time. We're being pushed out of economic development into survival, and everybody's regrouping. And to regroup, I think the important point there is we must regroup with an enlightened point of view that survival means cooperatively interdependent, not individual, them and us.
Yes, better together, selflessly cooperate. And I've covered over the last few years different places in New Zealand, from Project Littleton all the way up to Whangarei, from Coromandel and Nelson and Golden Bay. There are people in those particular areas today who are really bringing all the strings of their community together, and they're focusing really around the, shall we say, farmers markets in their local area, and it pulls the strings of all the different holistic practitioners and people who are educating their children at home, etc. It's a great way to bring diverse qualities into focus so that people can start to realize that we can actually do it outside, shall we say, the system.
Most definitely. We have to identify the system and start removing ourselves from it. Now, there's two ways to do that. That is how you spend your money. And the other way is to encourage and develop alternative systems. And I think this is what you're pointing at, that there are communities, there are groups of people who have already seen this as the way forward. And they've put their life on the line, they've put their intelligence to work, and they're actually getting good progress. And it's a wonderful example. My hope is that this program, and your show in particular, will give some other people the encouragement to move out of their comfort zone and move into the alternative space where they meet and greet and enjoy the interaction with people who are on the selfless platform.
Yes, to restructure how we do survival and kickstart this new system. And we have to wake up and work together. I'm repeating this, one humanity, and break away from the system of distraction and laziness. There's a lots of people now can't be bothered. These words I hear from people, particularly as they get older, and sadly, because they've had some bad luck in their life or bad karma, they've lost their initiative or their joy for life. And we have to make sure that these people come back in and realize we can actually have good times. Because in many ways we're at war, all types of war, as everything sort of impinges on us from, as I said, from air quality, water quality, food quality, and then how the corporates are wanting to actually control the game as we see more and more businesses in New Zealand, but overseas too, fall away due to the fact that under this last year of profound change, a lot of people have just been beaten down so much that they lost their business. And so we have to get these innovative people who have had businesses, who have got entrepreneurial skills, who actually want to be creative, to get on with making a cohesive community and society.
Well, they have to get back on their feet. There is no get-out-of-jail-free card in the material world. we do have instances where things go wrong in our life. And it doesn't mean you don't get back up. It means you must get back up. We're in a situation where the system is rigged against us. And we've got to encourage each other to get back up and establish independent systems, independent methods against the system that is rigged against us. We have to bring the young people along with us. And there's nothing more stimulating than to realize if you don't do it, you're going to die.
Yes.
And we're actually in that situation. The assault is a depopulation assault upon the human species. And this is very difficult for people to accept because they're so contracted in their own struggle for existence. But it's said in scriptures of the world that there is no free ride. This material world puts everyone under assault today or tomorrow. And the question is, are you a survivor? And are you going to contribute? And do you understand it's your duty to get above these attacks, these difficulties, because you have to sustain humanity? It isn't a self-sustaining species unless we act like that. And we've got major hurdles. We've got major, I think I should say, dependencies. We have dependencies that have become standardized in the life of humans that take over our food, our water, our money, our energy, our health, our information, our everything, education, all of these different platforms which are essentials to the growth of the human consciousness and sustenance of humanity in general are under someone else's control. And we must realize that they aren't going to control it for our growth and maturity and upliftment and spiritual awareness. They're controlling it for exploitation and money and control. And that has to be accepted. There isn't a matter of, oh, I don't think that's true, or that's a bit being pessimistic, or, you know, this is conspiracy theory. No, all of that is gone. There is enough evidence to prove in all of these areas of our human necessities of life that the system in general, the deep state system, is taking control of them. They are manipulating them, and it's not for continuing the growth of humanity. It's for depopulating humanity. And that needs to be accepted. I know it's a very bitter pill, and it's taken me some time. It takes everybody some time. There's a whole grieving period. There's anger. There's all sorts of awakening that takes place in that. But you still have to get into it. You still have to withstand the anxiety, the feelings, the concern. And you don't get to go sit down and be lazy. You don't get to allow your phone to distract you. You don't get to say it's somebody else's problem. It isn't. It's your problem. You are here, and you have taken birth on this planet at this time, and you're not here to party. You're not here for a free ride. There is no get out of jail free. Everybody must participate. And with the pressure that's coming on us, the pressure that's coming on the natural resources of the planet, it's obvious we must take steps and be responsible like we have not in our generational life. Maybe some other generations in the past have had to knuckle down and rise to the occasion and fight the enemy back. But we've not had to do it in our life, and now it's our turn. And there is no reason, there is no excuse to not participate in the support and survival of the human race.
Thank you, Roy. Wow, this is really good, because I know when I realized what was happening too, boy, it took the wind out of my sails. But as an old friend of mine said, get back up on your horse, Tim.
And so,
yeah, this is it. We've got to get back on your horse.
Well, that's where we are. If you look at it, we can see, and this is the other side of it, is the corrections, the new systems, the alternatives to these confining methods and system we're under, they're small still. So they're not dominating the consciousness of the people as they wake up. They're going, oh, this is depressing. Oh, there's no way out. I can't see how you could ever fix this. Well, that's not true. There are a group of patriots, or a group of honest men, there are a group of vigilantes, whatever you want to call these people, who are standing up for humanity and human rights, and they're putting together systems that they know, and you know, are essential for our survival. And we can look at each one. We recognize how food is so contaminated with nonsense and GMOs. We have to stop that and pull back. We recognize meat is not an economical food source. It does. No one, the planet cannot sustain everybody on meat. We must have two planets, they say, to do that. So meat is something that needs to be given up or reduced and go back to the agrarian potential we can produce. The same thing's true with energy. They've controlled electricity. They're controlling the fuel we require for travel. We have to look to alternative energies, and they're coming. We have waste to energy. It's viable. We have new rotational devices and so forth that are on the drawing board in the prototype stages, some of them being developed in preparation over Unity. It's not a joke. It's not impossible. It's a reality. There's many of things, including high tech, that are on the verge. The same thing is true in the medical industry. We recognize that the medical system we're in kills thousands and thousands and thousands of people a year with medical misadventure.
Correct.
And that they're dosing us with medicines is actually contaminating our bodies and contaminating our water downstream from us. And yet we also know that med beds have been commissioned to be built, to be distributed to 200 nations in the world. And they will remove the drug-based system. So these are areas that I'm just citing as examples where the alternatives are there. They're at our doorstep. They're coming along. So this is no time for anybody to go, oh, it's too hard, or nobody's trying, or I can't do anything. No, it's the other way around. All of these alternatives are going to employ people and bring them to a new technological level where they're engaged helping their brother man.
Yes, well, when I was young, when I sort of made my big, massive breakthrough, was an epiphany back in 1975, and what it meant, I sort of stripped myself down to just a human body saying, how does a human live on a planet? And then I built from there how much air I took in, how much water, what sort of food, and was it the best quality all the way through, and then how do I work with my relationships with family and friends, etc. We have to actually question at a very deep level, and I know that it can be done because in many ways, as I see it, we need warrior visionaries because the intention of a human race, Roy, when empowered, is profound, and, you know, we can bring through the impossible. And we have to think like that, because as spiritual, as spiritual beings on the earth plane, we're actually angelic souls on earth. This is what I maintain.
Yes, we're pure eternal living entities in temporary bodies that cause us to look contaminated.
That's right. And the divide and conquer game plan has been played out at this moment in the LGBT, you know, trans agenda. That's a distraction, getting children all totally mixed up. And then and then the RMA technology has the body attacking itself. And we're against demonic forces, really, and which we cannot see, and that the average person can't work it out because we cannot see beyond the five senses. And I want to cover something in because I followed a lot of indigenous people's understanding and knowing in my life solely because I've been to 65 different countries and I did 16,000 kilometres through Africa, and I came across medicine men, and I was actually attacked unknowingly in certain situations because I was a white man intruding. And the thing is, I've heard stories where indigenous people say, oh, see that person over there, well, he's sick. And people say, well, why is he sick? And they'll say, oh, he's got an evil spirit, that's why he's sick. And I could never, ever work that out. And then about, 25 years ago, somebody said, in actual fact, that person has got entities. And then a whole lot of pennies dropped. Entities. People don't actually realize that in actual fact, these hidden forces that are around us, we don't understand it. We think we're only seeing everything on this thin wavelength or wave band.
Well, I must say that that is an example, a great example, of how we are miseducated. I mean, everybody has mystic power, but it's talked out of you. Little kids, they are so cosmic. It's just amazing.
Yes.
But they get it beat out of them. They get it laughed out of them. They get all these things. It diminishes their confidence in their, let's say, subtle plane powers. And everybody has subtle plane powers. And there are living entities who live on those subtle planes. And all of these things is another aspect of science. It's not wives' tales. It's not witch doctor stuff. It's a different level of science we're not being educated in, and very unjustly.
Very much so, because I came across, about 40 years ago, a guy who could take Curlian photography, and he could actually show the energy fields around people's bodies, and if they were a radiant being...
And other beings in energy fields. There's multiple different types.
That's
so we have to recognize that we're miseducated, and we're being exploited, and we're being malnutritioned, and we're being sleep-deprivated, and all of these things by a system that is not conducive to the growth of human consciousness.
Agreed.
And that's the real unifying factor. I don't care how you use your free will. If you can develop your consciousness quicker than me, by all means, please do. But if you're going to sit down and watch a screen or your phone and not be a responsible human being, you're going to be in trouble, because these factors that are controlling the resources you require to survive are being pushed into scarcity.
Yeah. Yes.
We have to get up, not as a person, as a society, as humanity. We've got to get up and take responsibility, and it is now. And this is why we're seeing some of the things on the planet. They're pointing at the fake news. They're pointing at the exploitation for energy. They're pointing at using new technology as weapons, not as development of human experience. Microwaves, you get a microwave oven, but they're also using them all over on our brains. We have smartphones, but they're affecting our minds. They're called the streetlights. They're affecting our minds. These technologies could be giving us beautiful, angelic, peaceful sleep. They could be giving us healing frequencies. They could be giving us uplifting. No, they're giving us illness and depression, widespread. So we have to recognize that these methods need to be turned around and used as they were intended, as whoever developed them meant, oh, here is something to advance humanity. And the powers that be, let's call that the deep state, they're taking any of these developments and weaponizing them against us. And we have to see that our responsibility is the proper use. We have to turn the stampeding beast.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is defend yourself and work to develop alternative systems. The information system is one that's very important to change. We need to change it right away, because they're creating misinformation and disinformation on purpose. Now, that's really weird, because everybody in their own heart doesn't think you'd go out and purposely lie to people. You personally make things up. They wouldn't think you would do that. And to think that there's a global organization called the media that is on purpose making up stuff and restricting information from you and disinforming you and weaponizing new technologies against you and your mind, it's just almost too much for people to get over. But you must. We don't have the choice, because they're continuing to use these different technologies against us, not for us. So our duty is to find the good men, to find those capable individuals, to bring out these millennials who are technology literate, and get them out of their games and their phones, and get them on the team helping us fight back. You need to have a technology technician in nearly every office in businesses now, just to protect your data and to protect your growth.
That's
so
right.
We need these people to come to their senses by us setting a good example and pointing out this is not conspiracy theory. These are proven facts. We have a lying media that's denying that, so you won't fight back.
Very true. I mean, the New York Times just yesterday had to walk back a whole lot of lies that it promulgated, and the Washington Post as well. They're actually being exposed as liars. And you know,
well, the New Zealand Herald is one of the top five in the world for misinformation in news articles on a global scale.
Yes, well, you see, there was 88 media corporations way back, or companies way back in about the mid-1980s, and now there's only 6 media corporations in America.
And they're all in it together. That's the unbelievable part.
And the BBC.
Not only did they take out all the independents and the local news, but they are all in it together. We have stuff writing all of the regional papers, and they're putting crap in them. They're not telling you the truth. They're not telling you how precarious the situation is, how we need to grow our own food, how all this weather weapons they're using all over the planet is seriously threatening the food chain.
That's right. Well, see, lots of people don't realize there's about seven or eight different localised newspapers here in Auckland. I get the Rodney Times, and then there's the North Shore Advertiser, and then there's the Auckland, some sort of city program, and there's one out for out west, and there's one out east.
Oh, it comes right on down the country. It comes right on down, right through Pocono, down right on through Hamilton, right on down to Tokoroa, right on down to Palmerston, right on down. All these little areas have these little rural magazines, but the whole bunch of them is being printed by the same group.
That's right.
That group is the deep state mouthpiece. They're not about to make you realize there's nothing to worry about when it comes to one group of humanity to the other group. We're cooperating. We don't need them to cause differences. But when you look at what's being done to our resources, those guys are contaminating everything.
Thank you, because exactly what it is, because I just see it time and time again. And there's nothing really that wants to pull the strings of community together. There's letters to the editor are just essentially someone crying out of the darkness, because there's nothing else in that publication. I just find it so frustrating.
Yeah, they'll take a stupid article and then make an intelligent comment of it, but the whole thing doesn't change anything.
No.
The reality is we need to have people analyzing what is actually the problem in this region, and what are the resources in this region, and how can this region grow and take care of itself again.
They're not interested.
No, well, that's right, because they are so confused. They're so empty in factual understanding of how they can use their intelligence correctly that they feel frustration. And we're getting it more and more and more and more. Everybody is taking the denial pill because the frustration and anxiety continues to raise. They don't know what to do.
Thank you. Now, can I just finish one of the things? The BBC feeds the Commonwealth, so that Canada and Australia and New Zealand gets information from there, which basically comes from Reuters, which comes from Associated Press, which are all owned by the same people at the top end of the pyramid. So people have to realise that we have to be serious when we go and get other information on the alternative media. And I haven't got the list, but I'm going to put the list in.
Well, we talked on our last program last week that Google's done. Don't go there for information. You will only get one-sided information. That's all there is to it. You may look up a recipe for a cake, not a problem. You may learn how to make booties, not a problem. But if you want to know what's going on in the world and who's lying and who's telling the truth, you got no show absolutely at all on Google and Facebook and Twitter and blah, blah, blah. You have to be doing, and this is another thing, the education system does not any longer focus on research books, on how to research and how to resource and how to learn through encyclopedias and through dictionaries and through education about psychologies or about behaviors or about functions. I mean, agriculture, man subsists from the land. Well, that basic fact isn't even taught. Everybody thinks man subsists from the grocery store.
In the supermarket.
Yes.
And it's factory food, and it's industrial food, and it's got no life force. And they're not giving healthy food for the brain to stimulate us to make the correct decisions.
That's right. So all of these things have been misinformed and miseducated into the populace, so that when we get to today, and we're looking at all these different systems that we're dependent upon, and realizing they're not working, they're actually depopulating us. They actually cause you pain. They actually cause you stupidity.
I agree.
We won't have the resources to knuckle down, sort it out for ourselves, and stand up and say, enough is enough.
Thank you. Yes, because you see, again, with weaponizing of technologies, microwaves, EMPs, 5G smart meters, smartphones, mind control, illness and depression. I mean, I just wrote this up this morning. This is the new frontier of tech corporations, and it's leading into the fourth industrial revolution, and they're pushing all levels of frequency. There are very few to no safeguards for human health and the global commons, meaning all biota, large and small, from beach to whales to beehive colony collapse are under assault, and the microorganisms that are in the soil that feed the roots and plants of vegetables and trees, these microorganisms are now being affected by the 40,000 5G satellites that Elon Musk, who with impunity is blasting the satellite necklaces all around our planet in low Earth orbit, so that we are now being encircled and bombarded with frequencies that we have never experienced before, hence children suffering from more and more autoimmune deficiencies as well as allergies.
And the same thing with the old. They're in premature aging.
I'm premature aging.
That's right. We all are.
Yeah.
Yes. But I agree completely. Now, here's the point. Is it possible? I believe it is. Can we take these technologies? We don't have to shoot down 40,000 satellites. We need to change the frequencies they're working on and make them healing frequencies.
Correct. Yes.
And this is what the people need to understand. Oh, it isn't a matter that, oh, this is impossible. We can never overcome 40,000 satellites. Wait a minute. Yes, we can. We can reprogram them to do good. Just like we can reprogram your mind and my mind and the child's mind to see things in proper perspective. And that's what we have to do now urgently. No more wasting time being distracted.
That's right. We just have to alter the harmonics. And all of a sudden, all these soothing vibrations can come down from all these satellites that are all beneficial to all biota.
Yes, and so we recognize why there is a group called the Alliance that is attacking the group called the Deep State to get them out of these systems of control, because they're misusing them, weaponizing them, if you will, and it's to the detriment of humanity. There is so much confusion, there's so much anxiety, there's so much pain in all of the people because these very systems, which are actually beneficial technology to man, have been weaponized and turned into the degradation of our lives.
I'm speaking with Roy Harlow of rushfm.co.nz on how we can be the change today.
And these people have stood up on a global scale to push back the deep state, which is in every nation, and stop them from controlling everything to a detrimental outcome. And the people need to know that these heroes, these patriotic individuals, these committed to the welfare of mankind are out there, are working, are winning, are opening the doors, and we need to get in behind. We need to accept there is a positive solution. We can come out of this as a better humanity, freer from our contamination system. Let our planet heal, let our children heal, let ourselves heal, and respect each other again. And we don't need all this nonsense. It's actually only a weaponization of every resource we require.
And these planetary patriots and spiritual warriors, you can access information about them, but not on mainstream media.
Exactly. You must get out of the mainstream control system, because it is meant to make you think you can't do anything about it.
So true. And I'm going to give a list to Roy of different websites that people can go to, and then they can park on these websites and use them to actually see what's really going on. This will empower them. This will allow them to wake up in the morning and think, we can do it. There's a way through this.
And, you know, you're right, Tim, because there are some very talented people who have websites that are bursting with truthful information that would give anybody who looks encouragement.
I agree. And this is the important thing. And
so you've got to get out of Facebook, and you've got to get out of Twitter. Maybe you'll get some tips from Twitter here and there. And you don't search for these people on Google. And if you take those few steps to get out of that portion of the system, you'll start finding these. And it's the old story, Tim. Good people breed good people. I meet somebody and I appreciate their position and opinion, and they'll tell me, oh, you need to check out this guy, or you check out that site. And when you do that, you find, oh, my goodness, look at the hard work this person has done. Oh, look at the information this person's got available. And all of these become expanded resources that gives you the confidence that, hey, this is happening, and I can participate, and it's confirmed so many things I was suspicious of. It's a complete relief to the consciousness of the seeker.
Yes, just like Pam in EnviroWatchRangitaiki.wordpress.com. Yes, just like Pam in EnviroWatchRangitaiki.wordpress.com. EnviroWatchRangitaiki.wordpress.com. I will leave a link at the end. She's right out there, a very good woman who has devoted herself to really to enlighten people, to educate people. And she does it in such a good way. She's a lovely woman.
I totally agree with you. She has an excellent website, and she does amazing, thorough job. She presents it so professionally. She must be like a website creator. She's so good at it. And she gives you summary, so you can quickly go look for what you want to know about. And the in-depth side of it, she just goes to no end to bring forward proof. And when you come away from her site, you really feel informed. I really do praise that lady. I don't know her very personally, I must say. I've sent her a couple of things, and I've respected her and thanked her for a few things. But, boy, I tell you, I do use it, and I do pass her information on a lot. She is very positive.
She certainly is. I've made the effort to phone her.
Well, I hope that's what happens, and I hope your listeners. I know that you have been educating your listeners for many, many years. And I know they don't need us to tell them what to do or tell them where to go, but they do need to realize that this sharing of good people with other good people is now an important function for us to reestablish our humanity and to kickstart these new systems and to learn how to coordinate with the big guys, let's say, in the alliance who are doing global scale transitions for us.
Well, you see, what it is that there's a battle actually going on between supercomputers. The good guys are using supercomputers to work out scenarios because we're trying to work out what the plan is of the deep state, because the deep state have had been planning this for the last 50 to 70 years.
Yes, now, and more, yes.
And so we're endeavouring to work it all out, what they're actually going to do. We don't know if they're going to actually have lockdowns. I heard just the other day that there was a leak of some information that supposedly, we don't really know, came out of the United Nations and said there's five categories of lockdown, and that Victoria and Australia decided to go with lockdown five, which has been successful for a dark program, and New Zealand's been playing with lockdown level four. And other countries are doing different lockdowns, and they've been told, evidently, to choose which one to go with solely because they don't want to allow the global public to realize that they're all lockstep together.
Well, I think that's it. We have to, if anybody stops and looks at it, no lockdown is justified. They do not have the right, as stewards of humanity or society, to confine us, lock us down, imprison us in our own lives. They do not have that right.
No, if they wanted to lock down, they would say, right, those who are most vulnerable, the ones who are...
That's right. It's always been that way throughout history. The sick are locked down, not the well. And I was going to comment also, I got that paper by Jonathan Eason, The Real News, and he does a magnificent job in showing you this is not a pandemic. It's a disease, but it is not of the scale of what pandemic means. This is being used by the deep state to take away our rights globally. And we must not allow it. We must stand up. Just say no in whatever way, form you can. And I'm sure that moves right into your awareness of the vaccine being the problem, not the pandemic. The pandemic was the hoax that made people fearful enough to think, I'll take the vaccine. But the vaccine is proving to be the kill shot.
Well, I have heard there's going to be, in about, 4 to 6 months, a lot of the bodies are going to actually react. The fact that...
I've heard that too.
And it's not a vaccine.
Very good forensic scientists have analyzed these vaccines, and that's their conclusion. I got that too. I saw two different scientists saying that with their own reasons, to be honest, that there's that many aspects to these vaccines, that is the situation, that they will start reacting over a period of time. So it's a sleeper kill. It's not direct.
That's right. And what it's also, it's not actually a vaccine. It's actually a whole lot of stuff jammed into a syringe that's put into your body. It breaks through the sovereignty of your body temple, for want of a better word.
Yes, sir, it does. Breaks the blood-brain barrier. It alters your DNA, alters your code. Totally an aggression. This is aggressive attack by people whose plan, the United Nations plan, it's in their website, it's depopulation. Bill Gates, he talks about depopulation. Everything, let's just go back briefly. They're contaminating our food and our water, and they're contaminating our health and our medicine. They're contaminating our information and knowledge of what they're doing. They're weaponizing new technologies against us instead of it being better. They're using geoengineering to contaminate the environment and make our ability to grow food less instead of using it to repair the environment. They're placing war, trying to get war going all the way where they send us out to die. And they're using all these new EMP threats, stuff you mentioned a minute ago. They're doing all of these things to the human race. That's not conducive to growth. That is a depopulation plan. This is not a series of circumstances or unrelated events. This is a plan being rolled out in every functional aspect of human existence. And the people need to recognize that and accept it and start to play a positive defensive role in humanity.
Well, when you have a look at Kauri dieback, 1080, and the spraying of whole paddocks and farmland across New Zealand with Monsanto's glyphosate and allowing cows to come in and eat that sprayed grass 4 days afterwards, this is madness.
And yes, sir.
And today, the Whangarei Mayor came out against fluoride. The New Zealand government or the health board or the director of health, that's Ashley Bloomfield. They're decreeing now that every city has to have fluoride. And we know, Lisa Eyre and I have done interviews on greenplanetfm.com. You can look at that website. You can see a slide of it goes across. And there are three specialists on the slide saying that the Chinese have tested fluoride between different cities, some cities with it and some cities without. And they've found a marked decrease in intelligence from the children in the cities that have had fluoride.
That comment right there, Tim, is enough for the people to go, wait a minute, we cannot allow this to happen. What can I do? And you have to fight against fluoride. I remember back in 2012 or 13, City Hamilton had a referendum on it, and we were out putting papers all over to all the mailboxes and talking on the streets with everybody, and we went ahead and did the vote, and they said it came out 70-30. And everybody went 70-30 against fluoride, and they went, no, 70-30 for fluoride. And then we all went, wait a minute, they tricked the vote. Because everybody we talked to went, no, we do not want fluoride. We understand what it really is. The people were awake, and they thought they had a vote, but when they made the vote, they reversed it. And the government came out and said, they're going to take over and say, you have to fluoride everything. Well, they have no right to do that. That's dosing. And we see that that is one of their methods. They dose us with pharmaceuticals. They dose us with fluoride and chloride. There are several other things. You mentioned one the other night. I can't remember what it was right now. That it's another form of dosing. Oh, I know what it was. Media propaganda. It's another form of dosing.
Yes, or mass medication. Boy, I'll tell you what. So easy. Just put something in the water and everybody goes to sleep.
Yes.
I know.
Well, they're saying put fluoride in the water and everybody gets stupid. I mean, wow, we can't allow that to happen. We need the bright ones. We need the wise ones. We need those children with a bright flame. We need these good people. We need to meet more good people and tie them together and give them assignments and give them support and opportunity and recognition so that we get going with alternative systems that aren't weaponized against us. They're molded to make us grow and become more human.
That's right. I mean, I want all children to grow into the light of their own true selves. I mean, as I said previously, I'm around children all the time now at the holiday park, and they're just delightful. And they come up, and I talk to their parents, and the parents will say, yeah, well, my child's really, really quite astounding, really, because they don't realize, in actual fact, that they're indigo children, that they're or they're rainbow children or crystal children. And from what I've learned from this, and I learned this back in the year 2000 when I was in Hawaii, that these children are systems busters, and they've been brought into this world to actually shake us adults out of our apathy, to ask questions of us, to make sure that we take care of their future, the children's future.
Most definitely. And they're everywhere on the planet. And they're trying to make us vaccinate them and dumb them down.
Yes, well, they're misdiagnosing them. They're seeing them as kids with ADHD and all sorts of things because they're active, and they're giving them Ritalin. Ritalin is the one that's closing them down. This is dulling the light behind their eyes. This is really problematic.
It contains the...
It's children have been given this all the time now to keep them keep them obeyed, keep them...
Subdued.
Subdued, yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, look, I want to cover something that I think is important, Roy, and that is Apple Corporation. They now automatically update our software in our computer, but particularly our iPhones. And they will say, I'll be having my phone in and I'll see an Apple message come through. We're going to update your iPhone tonight whilst it's been recharged. Mm-hmm. And they're not asking anymore because somewhere along the line we have agreed to something in the small print, which allows them the opportunity to basically push their way into our life or into our computer. And sure, they're putting some very flash-looking data points and making all pictures and icon-friendly, but we do not know if they're adding spyware, Rye, and that if we access, say, websites that are deep searches into what is down the rabbit hole,
They're definitely adding mind control pulses, and they're definitely removing your opportunity to get unrestricted information. The filtering and the blocking and censoring of websites is being installed in your phones.
Yeah, because I'm saying, do they report back to whoever, or at least signal that we are not...
Oh, everything's recorded. Everything. They're monitoring everything we do so that they can find out if anybody is planning a counterattack. They're fearful of mankind waking up and saying enough is enough.
Yes, interesting, because I'm just going to mention this. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he was the pointsman for Rockefeller Foundation or the Empire, and he's the person who guided Jimmy Carter into the U.S. presidency and then cunningly led him astray and then more recently also guided Barack Obama into the Oval Office. And where he went into Libya and also to Syria and the whole mess. And anyway, however, not long before Zabrinsky's death, he noted to an elite insiders meeting, Council for Foreign Relations speech in Montreal in 2010, and he said in that he warned that a global political awakening in combination with infighting amongst the elite has threatened to derail the move towards a one-world government. And in other words, the global elite are realizing that we, because of our ability to start thinking and connect all the dots, are realizing that the Trilateral Commission and the Council for Foreign Relations, which are all part of the Bilderberger Group and the New World Order,
the Deep State,
they are becoming aware that we're starting to move information and starting to connect everything together in one vast, horrendous assault on the human species. And so I'm wanting to call that out there because I think it's very important. And also, there was a transcript, and I think it's very important that I just quickly cover this one. It comes from David Rockefeller, who died at 104, and whose, as we mentioned last week, whose medicine or health choice was always homeopathy. He said in this 1991 Bilderberg Group in Baden in Germany, and it's very difficult to get the full story because you don't usually get leaks, but here it is. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during these years, but the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferred to the national autodetermination practices of past centuries. So,
and that's not true, because we can manage ourselves on a global family basis. We don't have to be managed on a global exploitation basis. The technology is there for us to hear and see and talk with each other, but we can work it out. We aren't looking at, I'm not looking into the computer to say, oh, this person is Asian, I can't work with them. Oh, this person is black, I can't work with them. Oh, this, that, or other thing is a disqualification, I can't work with them. We aren't doing that. Our world has grown up. Our humanity has grown up. We're not looking like that at other people. We're going, is this an honest man? Then I'll work with them. Is this a liar? I won't work with them. And they don't want us to make that basic human determination. But we are. We have. We realize a person who is a liar is never going to be a benefit to you. And so this is what's changing. We can do this. We can run and sustain a healthy, mature, developing society with a growing consciousness. We can do it. We don't need to be managed. We don't need a one world order. The one world order is humanity. And it can be managed with truthfulness and compassion, and it will work just fine. We don't need them exploiting us and using their banks against us and all their other tricks. And that's where we're at. We recognize the medicine's killing us. The energy is exploiting us. We're paying constantly for something that should be free. The money is tricked. We're always paying higher and lower interest rates. They're running everything. And so we see, well, wait, there's the quantum system coming in. There's chemical-free agriculture been knocking on the door for decades. There's alternative energies, technology that's being released to the people. There's med beds that are solving the human health problem. This stuff is there. We can do it. Their system is a negative, weaponized system. Our system is a benevolent, truthful system. And we don't need theirs anymore. We need to grow our own. And the people need to stop worrying about the trivialities and the I, me, mine, and start looking at what is their role on the bigger scale. We need good people at every juncture and in every discipline. And if the people will stop being distracted and recognize they're purposely being distracted and take control of their consciousness and their free will, they can change the planet and they can solve their own problems simultaneously. This is our need. This is our moment.
I agree.
We have to become unified as servants of God, sons of God. And back to the other side of it is that you come here with nothing and you leave with nothing. This planet, this place belongs to God. And if we all see that and share the resources, not claiming everything and trying to be the controller of everything, it'll harmonically work. It's in the balance of nature. It's in the structure of the place to work that way.
That's
and
right.
If this exploitation stops, that natural system will unfold, and everybody can get what they want. Everybody can be happy. Everyone can realize their dreams, and we can stop this insanity that's making everybody full of fear.
Roy, you and I have been both to many gatherings and festivals, and when you're there, everybody just wants to harmonize, sing, dance, play, work, do anything together, together.
It's and the natural tendency, isn't it?
Too right. And if we go back, if we jump back, say, 10,000 years, in those days we had free air, free rainwater, and a free food chain. And somehow, seriously, we've got free bodies. Our bodies have been lent to us as well. Really important for people to realize. So we come into this world and we actually avail of ourselves of free air, free water, and a free food chain, and we get a free body. We have experiences. We grow into the light of our own true selves. And at the end, with our family around us, we expire on our last breath, and we get ready for another cycle. But this is...
Yes. So we can understand that God is benevolent. He's provided these free resources, and he's just asking you to worship me, to love me, to cooperate with the plan that I have set in place in my property called planet Earth. Just coordinate with it, and his benevolence becomes ours to reflect, and we reflect benevolence. And all of the anxieties that we're imposing upon each other diminish.
That's
we're
right.
We're in a situation where people think it can't be done. We can't get out of the system. No, it can be done. It is being done. You need to join in. And if we work together, we can fix this very quickly. And we can re-heal the earth. We can re-heal our children. We can re-heal our future. But you've got to get off the couch. You've got to get out of their system. It is designed to destroy you.
Again.
And if they wake to that simple fact, they'll realize it's worth getting off the couch if it'll help me survive.
Well, again, the other thing, too, is how still we are. If you have a look at the 7.8 billion human beings and realize and look at them, say, as a glass of water that's had dirt and dust stirred into it, when we just leave these glasses of water for a couple of hours, you might have to leave it for a day or two, in the end, this dirty water or silt settles down on the bottom and that water all becomes clear. Clear enough for light to pass through it. This is who we are. We can be conduits between heaven and earth and start to actually bring through the cooperation and the mutual goodwill to make sure that we can...
Well, there are vibrations rates that are for the purpose of unifying us. And we can vibrate those mantras. We can vibrate those sounds. we can vibrate at a higher rate that brings us together on that unifying platform. It's there. It's in God's plan. It's in our capacity. It's free, easy, cheap, and workable. And we just have to stop these guys stirring this glass of water all the time.
Exactly. This is the problem.
Because everything we require is already there. Like you said, if you just stop stirring, the purity comes out. And if they'll just leave us alone, we'll find compassion and honesty, and we'll find God, and we'll live the right life we're supposed to. And we'll help each other to become true, unique, loving humans again.
Yes, hallelujah, hooray. Because really, because it is actually very easy. We just have to shatter the program that we've been getting daily on TV, and particularly at nighttime.
Most definitely, yeah. These things that could have been used for great advancement of humanity have been turned into weapons, and they're being used against us. And the people need to realize that. And I think you've done an excellent job in this area of educating your listeners. They are becoming aware of it. They do see how these all sorts of things are being prodded against you by your phone, prodded in your computer, controlled, updated, edited, censored. All of these things show you that the technology is being used against us. We need to step back and protect ourselves and our children.
We certainly do. Now, I want to be able to give you some websites. Always use DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.com to do all your searches. Google Now does not exist. Also, go to BitChute.com. BitChute.com. BitChute.com and Rumble.com. Rumble.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. They put up one video every night. Very interesting. Have a look. Be open-minded. And if you really want to go out on the edge, you need to be very discerning. But BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. I encourage discernment. Thank you. And TheRealNews.nz. TheRealNews.nz. Check out BitChute.com, Rumble.com, and Brighteon.com. Okay, happy viewing. Roy, thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Okay. I look forward to hearing from you.
Cheers, brother.
Right, cheers.
Bye. That was Roy Harlow of RushFM.co.nz. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, there's wonderful things happening in our world, no matter what. There are so many good people. There are heaps of good people in the world. And all we have to do is realize that this life is such an important life for us. And all we want you to do is to love your children, love your friends, and experience joy. Decide to network. Use every letter you write, every conversation you have, every meeting you attend, every email you send, and remember, even Facebook, to tweet and to express your fundamental beliefs and dreams. Affirm to others the vision of the world you want. Network through thought. Network through action. Network through love. Network through the spirit. You are the center of a network. You are the center of the world. You are a free, immensely powerful source of life and goodness. Affirm it, spread it, radiate it. Think day and night about it, and you will see a miracle happen. The greatness of your own life in a world of big powers, media and monopolies, but of 7.8 billion individuals, networking is the new freedom. A new democracy, a new transparency, and a new form of wholeness and happiness. This originated by Dr. Robert Mueller, Chancellor of the World Peace University in Costa Rica, Central America. I invite you to be able to come to greenplanetfm.com, where we have over 500 interviews in our database, which you can readily download and listen to. to be able to inspire yourself to become the change you want to see in the world. And become involved in caring for your children and grandchildren's future. We are also on Facebook, on Green Planet FM and ourplanet.org. Please come and love us. This is Tim Lynch in the spirit of Aroha, wishing you a wonderful week. We look forward to being with you next week. I say kia kaha and haere rā.